That's our ring. Time for love. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Constable Ben Withers.
Well, I just don't know what to do about it, Ben. I can't tell who I ought to give that box to.
Well, have you located some of the Hempstead heirs, Lum?
Well, we've got two. Leastways, they claim the heir. Squire Skimp and Grandpappy Spears.
You mean Milford?
Yeah, hadn't you heard that?
Well, I knew that Squire Skimp claimed that he was related to the Hempsteads, but I never knew Milford was. I don't think he is, Lum, to tell the truth. Father was a Spears, and his grandfather was a Spears.
All I know is that he's got one of them papers showing who all his family tree was. He had that Professor Finchall look it up for him.
Yes.
And according to that, he's related, all right. Shows Winston Hempstead was a brother of Grandpap's grandpa. A great-uncle, I believe.
No, I think you're wrong. His great-uncle was a man named Horace. Or Fritz. No.
Well, I don't know about that. All I know is what was in that paper he brought over here. It was the same kind that the professor made up for Squire.
Might have been Lawrence.
Anyway, both of them's got it down in black and white. And they each paid $15 to have the professor look it up for them, so it must be true.
No, well, I was wrong. It wasn't Milford's great-uncle I was thinking about. There was a man named Oliver Clint, former Mount Ida resident.
Oh, I see.
Oliver Clint.
Uh-huh.
Nice fellow.
You know, I was just thinking, if that is true about them family trees, well, that makes Grandpap and Squire Skimp related to one another.
That's nice.
I ain't sure just what they'd be. Cousins, I reckon. Come to think of it, I never seen Squire's name in that family tree of Grandpap's. Maybe he don't give her all the branches, the leaves and the little bitty pieces of the branch.
Yeah. Well, let's see, who were you asking me about now?
Asking you about?
Oh, yes. Oliver Clint.
Well, I never asked you
that. Yes, sir, that was one of the strangest relationships. Oliver worked out his own family tree one day, and when he saw the results, he divorced his wife.
Divorced his wife? What in the world did he do that for?
Had to.
Huh?
According to the family tree he worked out, she was his brother.
Brother?
Yes. It just didn't seem like much of a marriage to him anymore after that.
Well, now, that sounds pretty ridiculous. How could a fellow's wife be his brother?
Well, here's how it works.
I don't know whether we ought to get into this or not.
Elmira Clamp was Oliver Clamp's mother. Elmira Clamp was formerly a camel.
A camel?
Yes, Elmira Camel. I think she spelled it C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L.
Oh, well, I was going to say...
Now, her sister. That's the one who scandalized the town by wearing bloomers on a bicycle trip. She married Foster Bloomfield and moved away to Albert Lee, Minnesota. Foster's uncle was a second cousin of the Clausens.
Clausens?
Oliver's wife was originally a Clausen, you see. Elmira Clamp, that's Oliver's mother, not her sister, who wore the bloomers on the bicycle set. Now, you've got that straight, Elmira.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Now, let's see. Yes. Elmira fell in love with a tent pole man who traveled with the Chautauqua and ran away with him. Francis got a divorce.
Who did?
Oliver's father, Francis Clamp.
I thought you said Oliver was the one that got the divorce.
Yes. Now, Francis was a friend of Foster Bloomfield's uncle, and through him, he became acquainted with the Clausens. That was shortly after Foster and Elmira's sister moved to Albert Lee, Minnesota. She was the one who rode the bicycle. See?
Queen to Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
Yes. It was through his father's acquaintance with the Clausens that Oliver met and secretly married the young Clausen girl. Meanwhile, Francis, the father, became enamored of Elsie Clausen, whose husband George disappeared in a sack race at the hardware men's annual picnic. Sad affair. Francis and Elsie were married in a quiet ceremony the following spring.
Yeah, that was nice.
However, Elsie wouldn't agree to the marriage until Francis would agree to adopt her little girl.
Well, that was reasonable enough to ask, Evan. How old was the little girl?
41.
Huh.
Francis was all for the idea, especially since the girl had inherited an oil well from her Uncle Harley, and he thought it'd be nice to keep that in the family.
Oil wells is nice to keep in there. I don't blame him.
However, this girl's name was also Francis, and somehow there was a good deal of confusion over this, and in the adoption papers, she was listed as male instead of female.
On account of the name, huh?
Yes. Now, this girl was the one that Oliver had secretly married, and so according to the adoption papers, she became not his adopted sister, but his adopted brother.
Oh, my goodness.
So naturally, there's nothing for him to do but get a divorce.
Oh, natural.
So there you are, Mom.
Yes. Uh-huh. But I don't think that would help me none in figuring out just who the Hempstead heir is.
Yes.
The way the whole thing looks to me... Wait a minute. There comes Grandpap. He'd more likely start testing me again to turn that box over to him. Wish he'd stay out of here for a while.
Hello, Milford.
Yeah, howdy, Ben. Howdy.
How's Charity?
Oh, all right, I reckon.
That's good.
Hey, Lum, you ain't let Squire take that box yet, have you?
No, of course not.
Well, don't do it, because I've been looking over my family tree again, and I believe I've got a better claim to that pigeon-toed thing than he has.
Your family tree, did you say, Milford?
Yeah. It's this paper here, Ben. That Professor Crenshaw drawed it up for me.
That's right.
Shows where I'm a direct descendant of old Winston Hempstead. He's my great uncle. Here, look it over if you want to.
Yeah, much obliged. I'd like
to. Well, there comes Abner. About time he's getting back. Takes him longer to make them delivers every day.
Well,
he's got to stop and visit with everybody in town.
Well, this looks like a nice family tree, Milford.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Well, where about you been all this time, Abner?
Hey, along. You ain't give that box to nobody yet, have you?
No, sir. I ain't letting loose that thing till I get good and ready.
Oh, well, I'm proud to hear that. It's a good thing you ain't, I'll tell you that, because part of that belongs to me.
Belongs to you?
Yes, sir, belongs to me, Abner Peabody. Winston Hempstead was one of my relays, too. And I've got the proof of it right here in black and ink. Right
Wait a minute. What is that?
This is my family tree right here. Wait till I let you look at it here. Now, Professor Crenshaw just now made it out for me.
For goodness sake.
Well, you can't be related to him, Abner. We both can't be kin to him.
I don't know why not. Me and you is kin to one another.
Who said so?
Professor Crenshaw. This is right here, too. You don't have to take my word for it. Me and you is own cousins.
Well, I'll be a monkey stabbing legged uncle.
No, you're my cousin.
Let me see that thing. I may not claim kin to you.
You've got to. You've got to do it, because it's
don't
right
think around me.
Well, just take a look for yourself. You don't believe it. There it is right there. Just look at it.
Reminds me of the odd relationship that turned up in the family tree of a man named Oliver Clint.
Yes, sir. What do you know about that?
Yes, sir.
All cousins. Lived here all these years, neighbors to one another, and never know these kinfolk.
No, I never had the least idea.
Well,
Kitty,
sit down here. I'd love to talk to you about our family.
Why, sure. Excuse us, Lum. You know how it is when us kinfolks get together this way.
Oh, go right ahead. Let me see that family tree business. Sir.
Yeah, sure. Take a look at it. Well, how you been, Grandpa? How's Cousin Charity?
Well, we're all up, Cousin Abner. Your folks is all stout, I guess.
Oh, my, yes, you're fine. Yeah, sir, I just can't get over.
I want you and Charity to come over to the place, Cousin Milford. I think us relays ought to be getting together more than we have been.
Why, sure.
Bloody thicker than water. I've always said that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And us relays ought to stick together. That's it. Wait a second, yonder comes Cedric.
Huh?
Cedric, we won't come over there. I just want to look here. Let me look him up and see if he's relayed
there. I want you to bring your woman over to the place tonight. We can sit and visit, talk over old family time.
Why, sir. Lum, let me have that pedigree a minute.
Sure, yeah. It's a ridiculous thing I ever seen.
Yeah, look at that one now.
Reminds me of a man I used to know in my 80s, Oliver Clint. Did I ever tell you about him, Mom?
Let's see, now, here you are, right here, Grandpap. That makes me a new cousin, and I know that now. Now, we hunts. Let me look down here and see if any of them are in here. Well, I don't believe the wee hunts is kin to me at all. Are they on your paper there?
I don't believe they're in my tree, neither.
Oh, huh.
There, I'm going to shake them out of it.
Yeah, me then, too. I'll help you, cousin.
Can I see my family tree for a second?
Yeah, let Cousin Milford
see
what
I put there. Okay.
I don't reckon Cedric belongs to our bunch, thank goodness. Oh, come in, Cedric.
This one.
Me and Cousin Milford just sitting here sort of distant.
You better stay right ahead, because I want to talk to my grandpa.
Your grandpa?
Yes,
well, you ain't got no grandpa in Pine Ridge.
Well, I never thought so neither till that professor feller made up my family tree for me. Oh, there you are. Hello, Grandpa.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking to, Cedric?
I'm talking to Mr. Lum. He's my grandpa.
Your grandpa? Well, I don't. What do you know
Wait
about
a minute.
That?
What are you trying to do? Quit climbing all over me, Cedric.
Oh, I'm just trying to sit in your lap, though. Tell me a story, Grandpa, about when you was a little curly-headed boy like me.
you'd better let Cedric sit on your lap, Lum. It looks like you two are already related.